Okay, I declare the April Ordinary Council meeting open at 4 p.m. Through public question time, 2.1, response to public questions previously taken on notice. There are none. 2.2, public declaration of public question time opened at 4 p.m. and closed at 4 p.m. as we have no members of the gallery present. 3, attendance apologies and leave of absence. 3.1, attendance for the audio recording. All councillors are in attendance apart from Councillor Rod Lawson Kerr, who has an approved leave of absence. We also have our Manager of Works, Corporate Services and our CEO in attendance. 3.2, visitors, there are none. 3.3, apologies, I do not have any. As previously mentioned, 3.4, approved leave of absence, Councillor Lawson Kerr. 3.5, are there any applications for leave of absence? No. 4, obituaries, I do not have any. Does anybody else have any? No. 5, petitions, deputations and presentations. 5.1, petitions, we do not have any. 5.2, deputations, we do not have any. And 5.3, presentations, there are none. 6, declarations of interest. 6.1, financial and proximity interest. I do not have any so far. If you would like to declare an interest, please let me know through the meeting. 6.2, impartiality interests. I have one from Councillor Stratford for agenda item 10.3.2. The nature of her interest is that she has a child at the school and she is the chair of the Wildcatcham PNC, as well as her husband being the chair of the school council. Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Are there any other impartiality interests that anyone would like to declare? No. 7, confirmation and receipt of minutes. 7.1.1, ordinary council meeting the 19th of March 2026. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham ordinary meeting of council of Thursday the 19th of March 2026, attachment 7.1.1, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I please get somebody to move that? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And to second, thank you, Councillor Dixon. Any comments or questions, Councillor Stratford?
No, thank you.
Councillor Dixon, anything from other councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving those minutes? That is carried. Thank you. 7.1.2, special council meeting the 31st of March 2026. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham special meeting of council of Tuesday the 31st of March 2026, attachment 7.1.1, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I get somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Begley, would you like to comment?
No, thanks.
Councillor Dixon? Any other councillors? I was absent for that meeting. I'd just like to say thank you to Councillor Stratford for presiding it for me and that it was a great outcome. So thank you. All those in favour of receiving those minutes? Carried. Thank you. 8 announcements by the presiding member without discussion. I have a couple. Firstly, I would like to congratulate Claire and her team. The Shire of Wildcatcham was recognised as a 2025 best practice entity for financial reporting and controls from the Auditor General, Caroline Spencer. And from what I hear, it is a massive achievement. So well done and congratulations. Anzac Day is next Saturday. There is a dawn service at 5:45 a.m. followed by a gunfire brekkie at the men's shed. There's also a morning service at 11 a.m. followed by a sausage sizzle at the men's shed. So get along to those services if you are in town. I would also like to congratulate Eldo and his team on the completion of 99% of your scheduled capital work program, with still time to complete the remaining 1%. Awesome job. And also all the gardens and the mulching and the line marking is just looking really great. So thank you. 9 matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are none. Reports. 10.1.1, accounts for payment. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse the total payments for the month of March 2026, being $580,038.78. which comprised of 1, check payments in the municipal fund totaling $0, 2, electronic funds transfer payments in the municipal fund totaling $540,991.46, and 3, direct debit payments in the municipal fund totaling $39,047.32. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Begley. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Begley, would you like to speak for or against?
No, I have nothing to add, thanks.
Councillor Lowton?
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any other councillors? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation? That is carried. Thank you. Accounts for payment, credit cards, February 2026. The officer's recommendation is that Council endorse credit card payments for the period 29th of January 2026 to the 27th of February 2026, totaling $3,719.95. referring to attachment 10.1.2. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Gamble. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Gamble, would you like to speak for or against?
Okay.
Councillor Dixon?
Nothing to add. Thanks.
Any other councillors? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation? Carried. Thank you. 10.1.3, monthly financial reports, March 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council accepts the statement of financial activity for the month ending 31st of March 2026, referring to attachment 10.1.3. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak for that recommendation? Or against, sorry?
No questions.
Thank you. Councillor Begley?
Only to say it's good to see that the actuals are tracking pretty much on budget all across the board.
Perfect, thank you. Any other councillors like to speak? No? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation? Yep, so thank you. That is carried. Four, budget variation, CBH grassroots grant application, swimming pool hoist. Officers' recommendation is that Council 1 approve a budget variation under section 6.8 of the Local Government Act 1995, increasing expenditure by $6,225. To facilitate the acceptance of a CBH grassroots grant and decreasing the Rec Centre generator budget by $6,225 to offset for the purpose of supplying and installing a pool hoist at the Wildcatcham swimming pool by the 30th of June 2026. And 2, authorise the works manager to accept the grant and facilitate grant management, planning and construction of the project and provide periodic reporting to council and the grantor. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Stratford, would you like to speak for or against?
Just noting that the hoist has been something that's been a point of discussion down at the pool for a while, so it's really nice to see that happening and sort of leaning into our accessibility, and also good to see that a saving is being spent on something that the community will definitely benefit from immediately. So well done.
Fantastic. Councillor Lowton.
I think it's positive for the community, aligned with the strategic plan. We can get it done.
Thank you. Any other councillors like to speak for or against? No. With that, all those in favour of receiving the officer's recommendation, thank you. That is carried. 10.2.1, Works Officer Report, April 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council receives the Works Officers' Report as presented. Could I please get somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Councillor Begley, would you like to speak to that report?
Yes, I would. It's great to see that we're in April and 99% completed of all our projects for this budget cycle. That's excellent. That's a credit to the whole Shire staff, not just the works team. Also the timely completion of our road projects has meant that with the current Middle East conflict, it hasn't created a problem with our budget as some Shires are facing now as well. I've also had feedback from the community about the town in general and our rubbish tip facility, even though there's been some comments on their opening hours. It's credit to the team that the work they've done, and I think our town is looking fantastic at the moment.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford.
Quick question, if I may. You've got in here that we had an audit on our recycled water scheme. In the Water Corp? The Water Corp audit?
Yes.
Yeah. So what does that entail, and will we see a report from it, or?
Yeah, just to make sure that we're complying with the with our license for the wastewater usage. The outcome, we're just waiting for the final report, but based on the inspection, basically we have just to put a couple of signage right at the on the boundary fence along the where the water pump station is. But apart from that, everything was good, so the outcome was great. Yeah, they were pretty happy with how we're managing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else, Councillor Stratford?
That's all, thank you.
No. Councillors, any other questions or comments?
Just a comment that there's a positive energy around town beyond Aldo with you and your team. And again, so many things done, it's pretty noticeable. Town's looking really tidy and the roadworks is, the reporting is really excellent.
Any other councillor comments? No, thank you, Councillor Dixon, and thank you, Aldo, for all your hard work. All those in favour of receiving that report, thank you. That is carried. All right, just find the page. 10.3.1, Chief Executive Officer's Report, April 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council receive the Chief Executive Officer's report as presented. Could I get somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Stratford, would you like to comment?
No, thank you.
Councillor Dixon?
Comment. Thanks.
Any other councillor comments or questions? No. All those in favour of receiving that report, thank you. That is carried. 10.3.2, Wildcatcham District High School sponsorship request. Before I read out the officer's recommendation, I will just remind everybody that Councillor Stratford has submitted an impartiality declaration of interest for this recommendation. So officer's recommendation is that Council approve the payment of $1,000 to the Wildcatcham District High School as sponsorship for the secondary students Australia's Capital Education Tour. Could I please get somebody to move? Thank you, Councillor Gamble. And to second, thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Gamble, would you like to comment on that or speak for or against?
I just think it's a wonderful idea to be able to support our kids.
Fantastic. Thank you. Councillor Lowton?
Thanks, Madam President. I agree with Councillor Gamble. It's if we can help in any small way to get these kids to have a, you know, going on a trip like this can be a transformative experience at a young age. I was lucky enough to go on a similar one myself. And it, you know, it can broadens your experiences, the future of our community. I'm very much in support of this.
Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Were there any other comments? No. All those in favour of receiving that officer's recommendation, that is carried. Thank you. 10.3.3, Councillor Code of Conduct Revision. Officer's recommendation is that Council, one, adopts the amended Code of Conduct for Council members, committee members and candidates as provided in Attachment 1. Two, establish the Council Complaints and Investigation Committee and appoints all councillors to the committee under Section 5.8 and Section 5.10 Local Government Act 1995 and authorises the committee to investigate complaints made in relation to the Code of Conduct for council members, committee members and candidates, with the exception of the councillor who is subject to the complaint and the complainant where the complainant is a member of council. Three, notes that an employee of the Shire may provide advice or other assistance to the council, the committee or a person authorised under Clause 14B to perform the functions under Clauses 12 and 13. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Stratford, would you like to speak for or against?
Yeah, I just want to comment that these, while these changes are welcome, they are reactive changes to legislation and they don't really go far enough to prevent poor behaviour. They do not go far enough to protect council members and they simply just reactive impunity, there's no real depth to the changes. So I would encourage the whole sector to really consider what else could be done.
Thank you, Councillor Stratford, for your comments. Councillor Begley, would you like to speak for or against? Councillors, would anybody else have any other comments? No, all those in favour of receiving the officer's recommendation? Thank you, that is carried. Eleven, planning and building. We have none. 12 motions of which previous notice has been given. There are none. 13 questions by members of which due notice has been given. We have none. 14 urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision. There is none. 15 matters behind closed doors. There is none. And 16 closure of the meeting is at 4:21 p.m. Thank you everyone for your attendance.
Thank you.